listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. There are calls for a major inquiry into shocking claims involving a palliative care patient at Rockingham Hospital. Disturbing reports allege the 55-year-old may have been placed in a body bag while still alive. It's now been referred to the WA coroner after a doctor exposed the case. Australian Medical Association WA President Dr. Mark Duncan-Smith says we need answers.
A full and thorough investigation that needs to be transparent to ensure that the answers are found. Our thoughts go out to the person's family, who will also want to know answers.
Federal police have arrested a man in Sydney who's allegedly targeted victims of the Optus cyber attack. The 19-year-old is accused of demanding a $2,000 payment to keep details a secret. Meantime, the latest steps to reduce the impact of the Optus data breach have been unveiled by the Communications Minister. It involves changes to the Telecommunications Act to give the telco temporary powers to share sensitive customer information with the government and banks. Michelle Rowland says it'll make it easier to identify and stamp out suspicious activity.
These regulations will be the latest in a raft of rapid but very measured initiatives under this government with the sole purpose of keeping Australians safe.
The police investigation into Wayne Carey is over. Police say the AFL great won't be charged after a packet of white powder fell out of his pocket at Crown Perth last month. In sport, Fremantle has reached a trade deal with the Gold Coast Suns to sign Josh Corbett for 2 seasons. And Australia will take on England in the T20 on Sunday, the first men's international cricket match to be hosted in Perth in nearly 3 years. Spinner Ashton Agar has been recalled and he says he's feeling good after being rested for the West Indies series.
It's always hard, you know, like coming back to batting and bowling, just getting the confidence back in your body. So I'm just trying to string a few good sessions together at the moment, get that confidence back.